AP News, I'm Haya Pinjwani. House Republicans have missed another deadline to produce a massive budget package of tax cuts and slash spending. They're working overtime after a lengthy White House meeting to meet President Trump's demands for a big budget package. He wants it to include some $3 trillion in tax breaks, massive program cuts, and a possible extension of the nation's debt limit to allow more borrowing and prevent federal default. Democratic House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries said the GOP needs to work with Democrats to produce a bipartisan agreement.
House Democrats will work with anyone in this town to improve the quality of life of everyday Americans. That's our focus. We want to get stuff done. We want to make life better for the American people. We want to drive down the high cost of living because America is too expensive.
The U.S. winter virus season is in full force, and by one measure, the most intense in about 15 years. So far this flu season, the CDC estimates there have been about 24 million flu illnesses and 13,000 deaths. Employers added a disappointing 140,000 jobs last month, the AP's Sagar Meghani.
That's far below December's surge and down from last year's average monthly gain. The Trump administration's first jobs report suggested it's inherited a solid, albeit unspectacular, labor market. The unemployment rate is down to 4%. Fed Chair Jerome Powell said last week the economy's in fine shape.
Right now, we feel like we're in a very good place. Policy's well positioned.
And the central bank left its key interest rate unchanged. But economists worry about a Trump trade war threat against China and other nations. If tariffs push prices higher, the Fed may put off or cancel interest rate cuts this year. That would hurt economic growth and job creation. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
This is AP News. A man from New Hampshire is the second person known to be living with a pig kidney.
Tim Andrews had transplant surgery about 2 weeks ago at Massachusetts General Hospital.
When I woke up from surgery, I had energy. The cloud of dialysis was gone.
Andrews is 66 and tells the AP he spent months getting into good enough shape to be part of a small pilot study. Dr. Leonardo Riala is a transplant nephrologist at Mass General.
He was struggling on dialysis. He had still a long waiting time. And he was committed in getting healthier.
Mass General's first pig kidney recipient had underlying heart disease that killed him. As for Andrews,
his numbers, you know, just improve, you know, day by day. And we were able to discharge him on day 7.
Life with a pig kidney is uncertain, but Andrews just wants to spend more time with family.
It's going to be so good to be with them.
I'm Ed Donahue.
I'm Haya Pinjwani, AP News.